not live.
Love
and we're not
Talk
on.
Radio.
Okay, good.
That's just to confuse us.
All good.
Right. Anyway, so what is your title? That's the first thing.
I'm the business sales manager. I did email you that a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm.
I know you did. But he put me on before I went to the thing, so that's fine. And we have the same last name, so we'll have to make sure everybody knows. As far as I know, we're not related, so. But,
there you go, exactly. Yeah, no, probably not.
So we'll let everybody know that. Now, in terms of what you would like to cover, remember, I've just gotten off the cruise, so I know a lot. And I'm very, very excited about it, as Stuart told you. So that
mm-hmm.
enthusiasm is going to be very easy to generate. What are the major points you would like to bring out?
Well, just the cruise line in general and the cruises that we offer, like you said earlier, and the demographic that we cater to, in addition to, as I said, you know, we sail from, you know, over 11 ports in the U.S., I mean the U.S., I beg your pardon, in the U.K.
Right.
And, you know, the itineraries, but that we're itinerary focused. And, you know, the at a reasonable price as well.
Right. Okay. Good. I would have covered all that, too. And the two questions I had that I didn't want to ask you on the air, unless you want me to, is that
no
you way. Are retiring a ship. And, I mean, the deals are incredible. So if you would like that to be expressed, I can... we can talk
retiring
about that.
Which one? Well, the Astoria. Astoria
is the one I'm thinking of.
Correct. Yeah, that one is. Yeah, this is a farewell season. We are. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can. You.
Good. So I will mention that, and the other is your performers. How does that work? Do they go with you? They seem to really stay with the ships, or stay at least with the cruise line. Is that your troupe of actors, or how does that work?
Yes, it is. Well, that's handled through our global office in Greece, and we do contract performers for a season, for several months at a time, and yes, they are people that we actually hire, and you know they stay with the cruise line and they do different ships. Mm-hmm.
And they do different things on the ship.
Correct.
So. Yeah, I found that one of the things that everybody loved was how much they could meet with one way or another people who they saw performing. And I want to bring that out because that's very unique, I think.
Yes,
okay?
Please do. Please do. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, sounds great.
We're ready, Stuart. You mean...
I have four music segments that I play for the show.
Right.
I have the finale, I have the segment exit music, segment entrance music, and the opening music.
Right.
The opening music, for some reason, I don't know why, dropped from my list, not there.
Right.
So I'm going to play the segment opening instead of the show.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yep. Good. All right. So you're going to hear some music, which apparently is different than usual. I'm going to introduce the show, then I'm going to introduce you, and we're going to talk. Okay?
Sounds fabulous.
All right, Stuart, we're ready. No, Stuart, I'm sorry. Wait 1 second. I just want to make sure that I have the right. I have your right name and title. But is it mm-hmm. Cruise and Maritime Voyages?
That is correct. Uh-huh.
All right. And I'm going to have you give the website for it and any other contact information you want them to have, all right?
Sounds great.
All right, Stuart, we're ready.
may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Da-da-da-da, and this is Adrian Berg, also inappropriate for my age, and you know the show. It is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. It is the only show that looks straight in the eye at the issues of aging and brings you the information that you need. But today we have an extremely special, wonderful, upbeat show because it's part of our Ageless Traveler series. And, you know, it's the end of summer, and I would wager that those of you who took a vacation, went away, checked off a couple of things on your bucket list, are a lot more satisfied with going back to work, having your kids or grandkids going back to school, and starting the fall and the new year all over again, than those who simply stayed home. Now, that's my take. I'm not one of those staycation folks. So what I'm going to be doing today is I'm talking to you and giving you information right from the sources of two of the most wonderful adult travel experiences in the world. One, of course, is a sea cruise. Everybody wants to go cruising, but everybody has issues, particularly if they're a little bit older, or if they need accessible travel, or if they want to go with friends or family that are at different levels of activity, or if they simply are sick and tired of cruising, they've done the same old, same old, but they know it is the easiest, most cost-efficient way to get around the world. So we are going to be speaking with Cruise and Maritime Voyages to show you the right way to travel. And for those of you who love to sing, we will also be talking about the folks that run the Gilbert and Sullivan Festival. They're going to Japan. They're going river cruising down the Danube. They're having festivals in England. It's all over the place. It's a new craze. Everything old is new again, and it's right and perfect for you. So let me begin first by saying thank you to Victoria Berg. She is not my Berg. I'm a Berg, B-E-R-G. She's a Berg, B-E-R-G. But we just met because of this show. She's a business and sales manager for Cruise and Maritime Voyages. I am so delighted to say that I'm fresh off the boat. I myself took one of the most fabulous cruises of my life, starting from Tilbury, which is outside of London, going all the way to St. Petersburg. So we'll talk about that particular cruise, but many, many others, and why it is so special. Thank you, Victoria, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
Well, you know, pleasure is an interesting word because this is truly the pleasure boat. First, let's start with the fact that it's quite unique, I think, because of the ports that it leaves from. It was very, very easy to spend several days in London, have a nice, you know, inexpensive ticket relative to the rest of the world to get from the United States to London, enjoy it, and then 25 miles away is Tilbury. And then you're off and running to Stockholm, to Copenhagen, Helsinki, Estonia, off the bucket list, the wonderful, beautiful city of Tallinn and St. Petersburg, and a lot more, actually. But there are other ports. So let's start with the ports you leave from, and then we'll talk a little bit about this very unique experience.
Absolutely. Yes, that's a great thing about our cruises. We do cruise from 11 ports around the U.K., and Dublin, Ireland as well. We have added that to our list of ports. Tilbury being the main port that we sail out of in London, as you said, very easy accessible. You fly into London Heathrow, Gatwick, and 25 miles, you're at the port of Tilbury.
And, of course, there's buses. I mean, you can go by train, by bus. You can rent a car. You can do whatever you want, and you get there very, very easily.
Absolutely. And we offer also, you know, we do transfers as well, and we offer coach service. So it's very, very easy to get around. And the great thing over there, they all speak
English. So they all speak English because they're all English.
Correct, exactly.
Right.
I mean, you go to some places, you travel, and the language is a barrier for a lot of people, but in England, that is not the case.
And I will say, though, that in one of parts of our trip, we were in an area where everybody was speaking English, but we asked, what language are you speaking? Because I will say that, as the joke goes, two countries separated by a common language. But the fact is that it's very accessible and very understandable. Now, the next part about this, of course, is it's very affordable. We'll talk about how you keep these costs so low, but what I will say is this. compared to the same trip, which was a lot of northern cities, Copenhagen, Helsinki, Stockholm, St. Petersburg, Tallinn, my friends have gone on these trips. And they have gone on these trips with many other cruise lines. And I would say it's about a third the cost. And I did not know what to expect. And I got so much luxury, such delicious food, and such good entertainment that I was wondering why anybody would pay more. Plus, folks, because of the British pound at the moment, it's a terrific deal. Now, if you listen to this show next year, I'm not so sure, because I think the pound is gaining strength. So I would suggest, if you have an interest in this, grab it now just because that dollar is so strong against the pound. That's my inside take.
But that's a very good point, Adrian.
Important point for us. In addition to your low cost, we get almost a third off compared to the past. So my question to you is, though, how do you do it? I mean, this was a small ship. It only had about 1,000 people, so it's not volume. It must be extremely well managed.
Well, it is that, but also, you know, our ships are not, a lot of people, they want the brand new bells and whistles and the larger ships, and because we do have the smaller ships, we can't afford to keep the costs down. And the great thing with our pricing as well, it does include the government fees, port charges, and taxes, so the price is the price out the door. It's not plus, plus, plus like a lot of the other cruise lines. And we're relatively new to the North American market, so a lot of people don't know. They've not heard of us. So that's another reason why our prices are lower. We have some very...
Pretty soon everybody will know about you and it'll be New York prices. We better get on the boat as fast.
No, not at all. As I said, we are a British company and we're the North American office, so we've been putting people on these cruises for many years now in the UK, and the prices have always been a very, very, I think that's what, you know, draws the people to our ships.
Yeah, I will tell you.
The itineraries
are fabulous. So let us talk about that now. I'll say a few words about the ship. The ship is smaller. We've had people, in fact, the people who were at my table and ourselves had gone on a different cruise line. 5,000 people on the boat, no joke, was actually 4,500. You go up, it looked luxurious, but try to find a seat on the deck. Just try. Here, everything is like a concierge. They have a library. You can go in, sit in plush seats. You feel like you're in a British men's club. They have games constantly throughout the day. Every single venue is filled with the best booze in the world and lovely, lovely people and entertainment, which we'll talk about in a second. But I will say that the draw here are the itineraries, because you're coming out of London or Dublin or other parts of England, and all of Europe basically is your oyster. So whet our appetite with a couple of the itineraries before we take our break.
Sure. We do, as the itinerary naturally that you were on yourself, the Baltics, we do the Land of the Northern Lights. We do around England, the Grand British Isles Discovery. We do a lot of fjord cruises. We do Spain, Portugal, France, and Gibraltar. And we do, we even do long cruises. This year we're starting doing a world cruise, 120 days around the world. We are also doing, we do transatlantic cruises from the UK to Australia. We do the Scottish Highlands and Faroes. So there are just so many different itineraries that you can choose from. And the length of the cruises as well. We have cruises that are as little as 3 days, and we have cruises up to 121 days.
You know, one of the things that was really lovely was the cruises around different islands in the British Isles that you might not go to normally, like Scilly Islands or the Isle of Mull. And these are all islands that if you've been watching British television or you like the BBC, they're wonderful sitcoms and more serious shows set there. And it gives you that feeling of, gee, I'd like to see it. How can I assess it? Well, very inexpensive cruise goes around to all those iconic islands. But the 120-day tour includes Asia, includes East Asia. It includes the Pacific, I mean, all the places you really want to go. And we'll talk a little bit about pricing. I don't want to pin you down because things do change all the time. But do you recall what the all-in cost for a couple, let's say, on the round-the-world cruise is?
Yes, for a round-the-world cruise right now, it's currently, I think it's our lead-in cost is it's $24,000 for a 121-day cruise. And that's everything, all in.
All in. So, you know,
people.
If you take a look at that, for two people, if you take a look at that, I know that there is one company very popular with the mature market that does a Danube River cruise.
You may think
that's exactly the same price,
it,
that it's 7 days long.
That doesn't bother me, not even.
There we go.
What
we'll be back. We'll talk more about the entertainment and get you aware of how to contact.
Okay.
Wonderful cruise
for
experience.
My age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, so we're off for a second. What happens now is they have commercials, but we won't hear them, and we're going to go right back on. We have, is this the second and last segment for us? Right. So three things I want to cover. I'm going to start right out of the box with the contact information.
Gotcha.
All right. The second thing, as I said, I wanted to cover was the entertainment. But before I do that, I do want to talk about how easy it was for people who were in wheelchairs or had a walker or a cane. And I want to make it clear that this isn't everybody's like that. This is, you know, a small number of people. But they happened to be, by luck, at my table. And, boy, was it easy for them. They really had a wonderful time. So I do want to mention that.
Oh, good.
And then we can talk
about
it.
Good.
Okay?
Okay,
all right,
sounds good.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello again, and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is the award-winning, yes, Mature Market Radio Show, Generation Bold. We did win the award, very best radio show, for our age group. What is our age group? Anybody who is 50 and feels like they're 30, that's our age group. If we had people, and we have some wonderful people who have sent us pictures, which you should look at our website. You see people from ages, let's say 50 to 100, many who are 100. In fact, we have 20 or 30 people in the gallery, 100 years old. And just look and see what they are doing. Gorgeous, gorgeous photos. And if you have a photo that you would like us to put on our website, please let us know. All you have to do is go to generationboldradio.com, generationboldradio, send us the picture, take a look at our wonderful archives, other pictures, and, of course, we're going to have on our website the information to reach cruise and maritime voyages. But to reach them directly, we have Victoria Bird herself, the business manager, and business sales manager with us. How should they contact Cruise and Maritime Voyages?
Well, there's several ways that they can contact us. We have our toll-free number, which is 1-855-206-4897. And our website is www.cruiseandmaritime.com.
Now, you know that this will also be on GenerationBoldRadio.com, but I would like you to give both the phone number and the website one more time, Victoria.
Absolutely. Our toll-free number is 1-855.
Stop. Stuart, we were just cut off. Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we were just cut off, so we're going to... Stuart?
Yeah.
It's okay, we can edit this, no problem. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know what happened?
Yeah, I do.
Somebody was on the...
Okay, we're just going to, we'll do the same thing we just did. That's the beauty of a taped and not a live show.
That's right.
So the first segment is complete, and we're just going to start the music again, and we'll do the same thing. I'll ask you for the contact information.
How to reach, okay, sure, sounds great. Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold one second. What is that, Stuart? What's happening is our second guest is calling in early. And interfering.
Oh.
With, and we're trying to ask people to call at a certain time, but he didn't listen.
Right, exactly. Yes. I followed the instructions.
You did. That's why it worked perfectly. Oh, do you know who Howard Stern is?
Yeah, the Howard Stern, yes. The radio. Yeah.
Well, they
oh,
play
prank.
You know, no, my daughter was his intern. And
oh, interesting.
They sometimes they play tricks on other broadcasters. And that's what they do. They know how to get into your program.
I see.
If you listen to his show, he does it a lot. And some broadcasters don't know, and they let him in, and then they say something terrible. But since he doesn't know, or the pranksters he hires doesn't know that my daughter was his intern, so we
there
don't
you
have
go.
To get rid of it.
Oh,
just a little inside radio story for you.
I love it.
Yeah, she's in L.A. and she's a casting director. But
oh, good for her. That's nice.
Great. All right, Stuart, we're ready.
Think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit
I'm inappropriate for my age, and hello, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth about aging, but right now we're not feeling our age, we are feeling our adventure. We're going on the cruises all over the British Isles, many other places, 120-day cruise around the world. I mean, this is really bucket list stuff. However, we want to go in a way that's safe and that's eminently affordable and that's accessible for everybody in the family, regardless of their level of activity. And so if we want that, plus good food, plus great service, then we want cruise and maritime voyages. Very simple. I was on such a cruise, and I was extremely impressed. So we have been speaking with Victoria Berg, no relation, business sales manager, who's going to tell us how to access the cruise line. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the entertainment and how it is so accessible. But go ahead, explain to everybody how they can reach the cruise line and get all the itineraries, pricing, and book if they're ready.
Absolutely. We can be reached actually Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, through our toll-free number, which is 1-855-206-4897. Our website, which features all of our itineraries, pricing, and all the information that you need to know about our cruises, is www.cruiseandmaritime.com.
And of
shall
course,
I repeat
as
that
always,
for you?
Yeah, we're going to have a repeat, but you should also, everybody knows, if you don't have a pencil and paper, you can always go to generationboldradio.com and get all that same information on our wonderful website. So go ahead, though, and do repeat it one more time.
Okay. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-206-4897. And our website is www.cruiseandmaritime.com.
So, you know, radio and just talking is probably the worst way for people to be able to vision or envision an experience on a cruise or any place in the world. So please do go to our website, Generation Bold Radio, and the cruise website and see some of the beautiful pictures. We'll be posting a terrific experience, and you'll be able to basically cruise along with us. And here's what you're going to see. The ports that you've always wanted to go to at a fraction of the cost, but the ship itself is just lovely. As Victoria said, it's not a big, glitzy ship. That's not where the value is. The value is in the entertainment and, of course, in the food. These are wonderful entertainers, Victoria, and I was asking you, they seemed almost like a company of friends, and then they also work directly with the visitors, with the travelers and guests, with games, special entertainment, ad hoc song fests. How does that work? Because I've never seen that on a ship before.
Yes, actually, that's one of the things that we do well. Our entertainment is in-house entertainment, and they are all hired by us, the cruise line. And we also have a lot of, I don't want to say local celebrities, but, you know, we have a lot of lecturers and speakers on board. We have TV soap legends. We have saints and sailors. We also have, you know, radio personalities as well, and also local people from the different ports of call. We have them come on board and speak about, you know, the destinations and the, you know, the ports of call, which is very helpful and useful, especially for our demographic.
Yes. Oh, there's no surprises on this trip. You know exactly how hard it is to walk. You know exactly how long you're going to walk on any in any port. You know what you're going to see. It really is amazing. It puts you in control in a way that you don't get with most cruises or most land packages either. We had a sir, right? We had a sir who was a speaker, and he a beautiful British accent, and he was a historian. And we learned a great deal about the Vikings. It's like going to an adult ed class of the best caliber.
Right.
It was like going to Oxford for 45 minutes. And we had a great speaker on British gardens. And if you love England and you love Britain and you're an Anglophile, you just can't, you lap it up, particularly if you're from the U.S., because you can't get this anywhere else. And I would assume that it's a little different on every single cruise. Is that right?
That is correct. You are absolutely right, Adrian. It is different on each cruise.
So that's important. Now, in terms of the accessibility, you're right, Victoria, to bring up the fact that most people do go on these because they're looking forward to going off the boat and going on shore and seeing great things. And the tours that you can take are very varied, from no walking to quite a bit of walking. And yet they all cover wonderful territory. Now, I was seated randomly, and at my table was a woman who was very young, actually. She was not an older adult, but she had MS. She was there with her husband, who was extremely active, and with her 83-year-old mom, who was there for her birthday, and us. Mm. And all of us had an equal opportunity to see anything we wanted. Now, you do that very well. Now, this, of course, was an adult-only cruise. So talk, Victoria, a little bit about the adult-only cruises and your intergenerational cruises.
Yeah, the majority of our cruises are adult only. We do have some family cruises that we will be doing on the Columbus, which is our newest ship that's going to be coming out, slightly larger than the Magellan that you were on. But 16 is the minimum age for most of our cruises. Again, in the summertime, especially, you know, like you said, multi-generational, the families, the children are on holidays, and, you know, you want to go on a quick cruise, we do have those type of cruises as well.
You know, I will tell you that there is a different feeling in a mature trip. It's sedate. It's more sedate, although I'll tell you that the booze was flowing. That is no different. That's number one. Number two, the activities are extremely cerebral. There was, as I said, they're wonderful classes. I also learned how to watercolor, use my watercolors. I actually took a five-session course right on the ship. It was wonderful for me. I always wanted to learn how to use watercolors, and I did that. Other people did creative writing. They wrote their own memoirs. And we know we've had many people, Victoria, on our show talking about memoir writing and life review. That was on the ship. So you won't get this type of exposure to the arts as well as all the fun in other cruises that are really very large, that cater to small children. There's nothing wrong with that. I love those too. But this is not it. It's quite different. So before we leave, please give the contact information again.
Yes, we can be reached at toll-free 1-855-206-4897. And our website is www.cruiseandmaritime.com. And you can always ask for Victoria. I will be happy to help out in any way I can.
And for everybody else, you know it's on our website, generationboldradio.com. I do a lot of live seminars. I will be bringing information about this cruise because it was an extraordinary experience. Many years ago, somebody said, I never want to stop traveling. How can I do that? Well, this is how you do it. We'll be back, and we're going to go to England.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
I love that inappropriate for my age. That music's great.
Yes, we all do.
I love it.
I love it. It's actually a 10-minute musical that was written for the show. And that's a little refrain from one of the songs. And if you want to hear the whole show, you can hear it on the website.
I'm going to, yeah, absolutely.
So if you like that little ditty, it's a man, a woman, and a much older grandma, including rap music. So it's 10 minutes. It's called Generation Bold. And I actually bought it. I've commissioned it from a Broadway lyricist.
Oh, how nice!
Yeah, and he recorded it, and he brought in three singers, and wrote the show. And it's great. Everybody loves it. We do snippets of it throughout the show, so it's cute. That's about it. But so this is wonderful now. Go ahead.
Yes, I think I'm past my time now. So, yes, that's lovely. I know you have other people waiting, so I don't want to consume all of your time.
Right. We're going to our next guest who just came on. That was fine. And I'll be in touch again. All right? Thank you very
much. Thank you, Adrian. Thank you so much. You have a great day and a great weekend.
Right. And you hang up. I will not be hanging up. Okay? Thanks. Neil? Neil, can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, very, very good. So we have a couple of minutes, and then we'll start the recording, all right?
Okie dokie.
So first of all, I want to be sure that I have your name and title appropriately. Let me write it down.
Okay. Well, it's nice and easy because it's simply Neil Smith.
Right. And Ian
and
is your dad, am I right?
And it's my father, and so exactly the same where Dad's concerned, founder of the GNS Festival and director of the GNS Opera Company and Theatrical Adventures, which I guess you know all about.
Yes. Now, I'm writing it down, though. I want to write it. Okay, founder of GNS Festival.
Well, why do you just say nice and easy? Why do you say a co-director of the Gilbert and Sullivan Festival and the Theatrical Adventures?
Okay, now we want to talk about all of that.
Yep.
But I think that we want to emphasize the Theatrical Adventures. We're this show is a special show. It's a travel show. And
yep.
So I do want to bring up the cruises, and I'm going to do that first. We will get into the festival because it makes complete sense that way. But with the cruises, which ones do you want to emphasize? The 2017, or do you still want to say something about October?
Well, I mean, the October one is going ahead. Obviously, okay. If there were any listeners out there that were interested, we'd be delighted to get them onto that one because we've still got cabins to sell. But failing that, obviously, we've got the two running in March next year that might be of more interest to them. So, I mean, in an ideal world, we could talk about them all.
Okay. Well, we'll say a few words because the features of them are really all the same. In terms of the
yes.
Stuart is asking me what. Well, okay. All right. So we're ready to go because I'm pretty prepared since I went to the festival and I and your dad's been on the show before.
Yeah, you know how mad it all is then.
So I do absolutely, and we hope that we'll get a chance to talk about Japan a little bit too. Okay. So,
perfect.
Are we ready? Good. So now we have to be quiet. We're going to hear some music.
10 seconds.
And then you're going to hear some music, and then you're going to be introduced, and we're ready to rock and roll. Okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
We are continuing on our journey. This is the Ageless Traveler edition of Generation Bold Radio. And once again, I am your host, Adrienne Berg, who has had just the most wonderful month of my life. Some of that time was spent at a festival called the Gilbert and Sullivan Festival in Harrogate, England. And it was the quintessential musical experience for anybody who loves joyful music, clever lyrics, or is just an aficionado of GNS music, which I very much personally love. However, you don't have to be a devotee to have a good time with folks that love music. And today we have with us the co-director of GNS Festival and Theatrical Adventures. His name is Neil Smith, and I will tell you that he's going to tell us not just about the festival, but we're going to continue talking about the travel adventures. And these are theatrical travel adventures, very unique, something very different than you've ever heard of before. So thank you so much for being with us, Neil.
Well, thank you for having me on the show this morning.
Right, now, let's get right to a couple of very, very exciting trips. Again, these are bucket list ports of call down the Danube that many people have been dreaming about taking. We all want that river cruise. It's extremely well-priced. You won't find any of this phony baloney, you know, very, very expensive pricing, but you get two for one, and it still ends up being a fortune. These are real, real value for money. So tell us a little bit about those cruises. They're very, very special.
Absolutely. Why don't I just give you a quick overview as to how we got to this point to start with? Because
sure.
I think that's quite interesting from the listeners to understand who goes on these cruises. We'll talk a little bit about the festival later on, but basically out of the festival, we suddenly got chatting to many people, a lot of single travellers, who said, gosh, wouldn't it be nice to extend our Gilbert and Sullivan Jamboree outside of the summer month of August when we put this thing on and do something at different times of the year? And our business for 30 years, possibly even more, I'm embarrassed to say, has been organizing conferences and exhibitions and the logistical fun of moving people around from one place to another. And so we got in touch with some friends of ours who had a company in Cairo, and it all started off because we got in touch with these guys and we arranged a trip down the Nile for about 50 of our GNS friends. And they had such a good time that we then quickly started looking at other options, including the Rhine that we did last year and a Danube one that we did earlier this year. And because we hire the entire boat, the only people who come on our trips are people who have got a passion for music, particularly, but not exclusively, Gilbert and Sullivan. And this cruise line that we use, they're a Bulgarian company called Dunaf Tours, and they have just the most beautiful ships, really well appointed. And as you rightly say, doing something like this, doing a river cruise, which I'd never done up until about 3 years ago, it is just the most fantastic way of experiencing so many countries in a short period of time, particularly without having the hassle of flights and coaches, because clearly you get on at port number one and overnight generally you're sailing, and in the morning you get off at port number two and you go see some of the most fabulous places. The one that we did earlier this year in April, in fact we're repeating next year, and this was one from Budapest, which of course is the capital of Hungary, all the way down to Passau in Germany and ending up in Prague, the Czech Republic. And we went through the most amazing places. I mean, you know, we went to Bratislava. Now, how many of the listeners would make a one-off journey to Bratislava? Probably very few. But on a river cruise, of course, you get there and you see this charming city, you get an afternoon or a day there before you then get back on the boat, and then suddenly you're in Salzburg. You know, wow, fantastic to go to Salzburg. Then you're in Vienna. Then you're further down the line, just into Melk in Germany, and then you finish up, as I say, in Paso. So it is just the most perfect way of doing several countries on one trip in a very, very leisurely manner. But as I say, I think the unique part of it is we charter the entire boat. So these boats will sleep perhaps 120, 140 people. They're not huge boats, but they're big enough. And you are immediately immersed into like-minded people who are all coming for a good time, not only to see the day-to-day activities and excursions, but then to perhaps do a bit of singing or listen to some of the lectures that take place on board, because we bring our own performers with us. So, you know, of course, the first thing I had to do was to make sure that there was a piano on the boat, which there are, you'll be pleased to know. And so every evening after dinner, we will then all go sit down in the main lounge area and be entertained for an hour by really top-class specialists from the world of G&S, operetta and opera. And if that wasn't enough, if people wanted to perhaps do a little bit of singing themselves, each day we do an hour's rehearsal where we will learn one of the more popular G&S performances. I think we've got the Mikado slated for the next trip, and you know, at the end of that week, the final night, we all get up and sing it. And you know, we're not asking for people to be Pavarottis of this world. If they like singing, they can just come on and be in it, you know. And so if you add all, well, that's the thing. If you add all of those things together, you've got really a complete package for a music lover.
And I will say, too, that in all the ports, in addition to any excursions you'd want to take, there's opportunities set up by the G&S folks, Neil, his daddy, and others, to hear wonderful performances, world-class performances on land at the great opera houses of the world or the great musicals of the world. Now, I want to talk about one other itinerary, and I want everyone to know, and this will be on our website, that I am participating. I loved the festival, which we'll talk about in the next segment of our show. And I was very much in the same loop as Neil is talking about, somebody who said, how can I extend this part of my life? It was so wonderful, so joyful, and so comforting. And easy, easy, easy. So I am taking one of those cruises, but not the one you mentioned. This one, I think, goes into Serbia, and has a little bit more. Yeah. That was a great one, because those were a little bit more exotic and more on my bucket list. So very quickly, what's that itinerary?
Well, this one's a real cracker because I guess, like me, it's an opportunity to go to countries that you perhaps won't visit again. So this one is, again, starting in Budapest, but this time we're going through Croatia, Romania, Serbia, and Bulgaria, so down to the Black Sea. So, you know, we're going to visit places that I don't suppose I would ever even think about going to, but, you know, we're going to go to Belgrade, we're going to go to all of these interesting places, and you know, it's an opportunity to see areas that perhaps you wouldn't otherwise go and see, but still keeping this musical tradition, still with the entertainers, still with the singing for those that want to do it, and of course the daily excursions to the interesting points around it. You know, Bucharest, always wanted to go to Bucharest, but perhaps wouldn't have gone there just as a one-off holiday.
Now, before we have to take our break, let everybody know how to contact and get the information about these cruises. There's one coming up right away in October as well, so if you're itching to go and you don't know where to go and you've been thinking about it, this is very, very well-priced, very accessible, and grab it while the British pound is down. Don't book it when you see that the British
pound is down. Don't rub that in.
This is the time. All right, tell us very quickly where, how to contact you.
Okay, well, the easiest way is obviously electronically. If you go onto our website, which is very simply www.gsfestivals.org, gsfestivals.org, all of the itineraries are in our theatrical adventure section there. But if you wanted to contact me with specific questions, I'm simply Neil, N-E-I-L, at gsfestivals.org. And I'd be very happy to answer any questions or concerns that people may have, particularly for this one that we're running in October. That's October the 28th to the 4th of November.
And we will be back. We'll talk about the festival. Where else can
Great.
You get people directly? And I only on Generation Bowl, the Fountain of Truth. We'll be right back.
For my age. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Okay, so that was perfect. And now they're going to put in commercials, but we won't hear them, and reset everything. And we're going to go into the second segment. Okay? All right, now we have to be quiet again for a few seconds. Yep, we're ready here.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello once again. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And one of the truths about aging is that we love to travel. 84% of all Americans say that their number one goal after retirement is travel, and then yet many of us don't do so. And as years go by, we find that we still long for it. We hunger to see other places. It's called the bucket list. But maybe we have a cane, maybe we have a walker, maybe we're even in a wheelchair. And, you know, we wonder, can we really get around? What could we see? Is it all too late? Or our friends have that problem, or a spouse has that problem, and we're extremely active, but the people that we love and want to travel with have changed. Well, what we do with the Ageless Traveler segments of our show is really bring you to places all over the world. There's no limits whatsoever to places where not only have the ability for you to see and enjoy, but new things that you never thought about, things that you, the minute you hear about, you realize how unique they are. And one of those types of adventures or theatrical adventures brought to you by our guest, Neil Smith, co-director of GNS Festivals and Theatrical Adventures. I had the pleasure of being at the iconic GNS Festival in Harrogate, which started everything. So let's go back to you, Neil. Tell us about the festival itself that spawned all of these sea vacations and river cruise vacations.
Yes, well, we've now just completed the 23rd annual festival, so we're already now starting to gear up for the 24th one next year, which is the 4th to the 20th of August, again in Harrogate, as you say. It all started in a beautiful little spa town called Buxton, which is about 100 miles south of Harrogate, but right in the centre of England. And we set this up, I think if you asked Ian, my father, he would probably give you a slightly different answer to me. I wanted to do this because our local amateur company used to go and perform at a festival in Ireland called the Waterford International Festival, and that was basically any kind of operetta or musical competing on an amateur basis, and at the end of the festival there were prizes awarded for the best performer, the best overall show, etc. And I remember saying, wouldn't it be interesting to do one that was purely Gilbert and Sullivan, which basically features during the week leading amateur performance groups, generally from anywhere around the world. We've had singers, groups in from across continental North America. We've had them from, would you believe, Estonia, Japan, Spain, Belgium, all around. And it's really a celebration of GNS. You know, everybody performs. We provide a first-class orchestra for them and scenery, etc. And they get in the morning with a prepared show, set the scenery, have a rehearsal, and then do a performance at night. And at the end of the performance, on stage walks the festival adjudicator to give his comments and views on what he's seen that evening. And as I say, prizes are then awarded out at the end. So we do strive to give you the very best theatre that we possibly can, be it from a university group or an old established group, or indeed at the weekend from a professional company, because of course we have our own Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Company that was created out of this festival about 16, 17 years ago, and we like to think that they're going to offer you the very best professional GNS that you will find.
So I will tell everybody that I love GNS, Neil, and I'm in New York, from New York, and we have our own fantastic group that goes all over the country called NYGAST, New York Gilbert and Sullivan, and they have performed at your festival. And
They have indeed, and they are a great bunch of people, and it's always a pleasure to welcome them over. They've been on at least two and possibly three occasions, in fact. And of course, it's really fascinating to watch, because, you know, an American interpretation and an English interpretation can very often be very different. They will see things in the text that perhaps we don't enhance as much, and vice versa. But no, they're a great group, and as I say, we have our own group. In fact, I'm talking to you this morning from Norwich in England, where our opera company are now in resident as they do their little tour round at the end of the festival. But what I was just coming on to say with regards to the festival, it's not only the evening performances, because we provide morning chats, talks, etc. We do afternoon matinees in another theatre that we build especially for the festival. And then after the show at night, we have a festival club that runs until the wee small hours with cabaret, etc. So we've almost, but not quite, got to the point that if you get there in the morning, we can keep you occupied for such a long period of time, you wouldn't necessarily need a hotel room for the evening.
And before we go back to, I think, an important issue that has to do with grandkids, I do want everybody to know that Harrogate, if you haven't been there, is a beautiful spa town. Everybody loves it. It's very close to Skipton and Ripon and any other places you'd want to see. And the hotels themselves are iconic. I stayed in the hotel where Agatha Christie stayed when she disappeared for a while. And if you're missing
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know all about her disappearance.
I do indeed. That was the Old Swan Hotel.
Yep, exactly. But before we leave, I do want you to say a little bit about the teenagers. If people have teenagers that sing, they may know Gilbert and Sullivan better than their grandparents. They may love to come to the festival. You have special camp. It's like a camp where they learn music.
Absolutely right. And you've hit on a really important point, because one of the key elements, in fact, in our mission statement when we came up with the festival, was to preserve and enhance the traditions of Gilbert and or Sullivan, particularly for future generations. So what we try to do is to get children to come in and be part of the fun, and in fact do this week-long rehearsal session culminating in a performance at the end of it. There is no charge for it. We don't want to be making money out of it. We just want to be giving these children aged between 9 and 19 an opportunity to come and perform and work with first-class directors and conductors, etc., and then put on this performance at the end of the week. So this year we just did Iolanthe. We'll obviously be picking one for next year. And the really pleasing thing is so many of these children over the years have then gone on to continue doing
it.
Actually,
but thank That's you right. so much. We always come to the end too soon. Everybody else, get out there, kids, and make it happen. Okay, so the little bit at the end will be able to edit to be a single finished sentence on your part. It'll sound good. And we got everything in, I think, don't you?
Well, I hope I didn't waffle too much. I have no idea, I'm afraid.
No, not at all. I mean, we really covered it. Now, separately, having nothing to do with this show, I have already two people that I'm sending information to about the cruises, all right?
Yep.
Again, you never know, I don't know, but more importantly, I'm speaking on the 23rd of this month a couple of times. And then again, I think I have four of them. So what I'm really interested in is, should I just take the brochures right off the website? I took some with me from the festival.
Yeah.
Should I just bring it?
I can send you PDFs of them if that would be easier.
Yeah. Why don't you send me the latest PDFs? I could take it right off there, make copies, and give it out. And
yep.
I will have them email you if there's any interest. That I think
well,
is the best.
Well, that's great, Adrian. Remember, if you manage to get any, I think Ian's already said to you, we'll obviously be giving you some sort of commission for doing this, which will reduce your costs down. So anything that you could do would be greatly appreciated.
Right. Well, he did send me something. I know I have the email, and that's great, and I much appreciate it. I'm going to work hard to do it. But I just want you guys to know that I want to go anyway. So,
of course.
I know he's going in for a procedure.
Yeah, he's had it done. He had it done the day before yesterday, and I just spoke to him on the phone before I rang you, so he seems to be absolutely fine.
Great. That's wonderful. I feel much, much better. So, you know, you worry about friends, particularly
yes,
as you get older. So the other thing is, with that, I just want to make sure we have our space and which cabin. Because I wanted to put a deposit down when I was there, and he said, no, you know, don't do that. We'll take care of everything. Just go sell and let everybody know what's going on, which I am doing. And there probably will be some people who come. But even if not, just let me know what I need to do to secure my cabin.
Your cabin is already secured, so don't worry about that. Quite frankly, I'm not sure whether we will do anything between now and me coming back at the end of the tour in about 2 weeks' time. You're on the list, so there's nothing else for you to do at the moment.
Okay, then I'll just
Other than letting everybody know, absolutely. And, of course, it's great. If you can be saying that you're going on it, that always makes a big difference, I think, when you're trying to sell something.
Right. Well, on the radio, I'm going to be saying that, you know, just in general, like an ad.
Yeah.
That's for the radio. But the more, I think, powerful one will be on my private seminars with people.
Yeah.
That's very easy. Okay, so that's wonderful.
Well,
and,
I'll get the PDF sent across to you, and then you've got them.
Perfect. Okay, talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
Right, bye.